This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Take a vacation from your bills, pay off credit cards, and save thousands of dollars after a simple phone call to Golden Oak Lending. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I said, Mayor Lombardo, I just want you on to thank you for what you've done in Pittston. And here he is, the aforementioned Mayor Mike Lombardo. How are you, Mayor?
Good. Good morning, Bob. Thank you very much. I'm doing okay, and I really appreciate the opportunity to be on your show. Thank you.
Brag about your city, especially the downtown. It is one of the most lovely downtowns, and it wasn't much. When we started the bank back in the early 2000s, it wasn't much. And it's just, it's really beautiful.
Well, thanks, Bob, and I appreciate that. And thank you for your investment, because it's people like you and Rob Bresnahan and, Pat Hadley and a bunch of other people. John Dadzlik is currently looking at a deal with us in the city that really look at our downtown and see opportunities and make investments. And without, the private sector's investments, this kind of trajectory that we've been on wouldn't be possible. So I want to acknowledge that before I say anything. But, for me, it's been a 25-year plus run in terms of being involved in some way, shape, or form, whether I'm in the mayor's office or I was involved as one of the, one of the arms of the city, be the redevelopment authority or housing authority. So, what you're seeing is the result of, I think, a long-range comprehensive plan that we've been able to stick to. And I give the council that I sit with all the credit in the world, for believing in that plan and being supportive. But, a plan is only as good as the people that you have to execute it. So, right out of the start, I want to say that I have a fantastic staff that is capable of doing really anything that's put in front of them, and that really is the key.
We're talking with Mayor Mike Lombardo of Pittston City. But I don't know. I mean, so much has happened, and it's got to go credit to the city between the parks and the aesthetics that are surrounding the developments. I mean, there's not a missed step on the entire main drag, and then below, between the distillery and the new apartments and the new the banks. There's nothing you can't do in downtown Pittston.
Well, that's great to say, and I will tease everyone with this. You really haven't seen anything yet. The next 3 or 4 years are going to be really incredible. We've got some major projects. Some of the largest projects we have ever endeavored to tackle are in front of us and getting ready to get off the boards. We're really excited. I mean, for us, the future is very optimistic. And I will say this, because you've given me the liberty to brag a little bit. And let's not talk about only the things that we've done, but let me tell you about something we haven't done. For the last 16 years, we've frozen property taxes. And I think that's, again,
wow,
result of tax-conscious leadership, and I think cost-conscious operations that the staff has really executed. And I really don't see the need, over the next couple of years, to even touch taxes, because we've got growth. And a long time ago, I said to everyone, be patient with us a little bit. If we can get our downtown back up on its feet, it really is the most productive, real estate that's out there. And when you think about a game like Monopoly, it's our boardwalk. It's where we get the biggest return on our investment, and we then take that return and we make sure that we can deliver quality, world-class services, public safety, fire, police, EMS, streets, roads, infrastructure to our residents without it coming off their back. And I'll tell you, in addition to not increasing taxes, we're the only municipality in a four-county region that actually has a homestead exemption. So if you live in your house, it's owner-occupied, you get an additional tax credit from us that gets subtracted off the valuation of your house, and then you get taxed on that new number. So there's a bunch of things.
So that goes into the neighborhoods. That's even beyond the downtown.
Yeah. Correct. And that's the value, the strength of downtown, because there's still a lot of work that we need to do in our neighborhood. And as great a picture as you just painted, and again, I thank you and I appreciate that, there's a lot of work to be done. We're not even, I believe we're under 50% of where we need to be. So we're going to keep at it, and we're going to keep working and keep delivering some of the things that you're talking about.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you have a locked AT&T phone, we're here with Bolt Cutters. T-Mobile will help pay off your locked phone and give you a new 5G phone for free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrier freedom.
Via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax and a $10 device connection charge. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement as due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Mayor Mike Lombardo is our guest, Mayor of Pittston City. Mayor, so you say the best is yet to come. We've seen really incredible things happen already. Now, you work for the chamber. You know this whole space, development space, from the government side in particular. What has been your favorite tool to entice developers to invest?
Well, I think really, if you're not confident in yourself, how could anybody else be confident in what you do? And I think the other tool is consistency. Developers know what we stand for and know what we're about. And, you know, I never let politics get in the way of a good deal. You're always going to have swings in who's in charge. And we have an obligation, you know, I have an obligation as mayor to make sure that, you know, I reach out and I work with those people. And, I don't ever let what party I'm registered with get in the way of what it is that I'm trying to do. I certainly won't compromise my core principles, but, you know, we have an obligation, and I think developers see consistency, and they see us willing to make an investment in ourselves. How can you ask somebody to come in and make an investment in your city if you, in fact, won't do it yourself? So we've invested large amounts of dollars with our partnership through the state and federal government, and even in local government, in our streetscape, which is sidewalks, lighting, underground utilities and wiring. And that sends, you know, that's the main street is the welcome mat to the city. So you get that impression when you see it. We just finished probably what it would be. I'm losing track of the amounts of them we've done, but I'd call it our eighth or ninth phase of streetscape. We've probably got two or three more to go. And then we're going to start connecting the neighborhoods to the downtown, doing sidewalks and some of the same things we've done downtown. So to refocus my answer on your question is, we show developers that we, in fact, will invest in ourselves. And the other thing is, I believe that government shouldn't be in the way of development. I believe that government should set the table in a way that investors want to come and they see an environment that's conducive for success. I mean, you know, who wants to have a business come and fail? Who wants to set the table to be not supportive of businesses to come? And look, my job's not to tell you how to run your business. My job and the city's job is to create an environment that you can come, you can make an investment, just like you guys did with the bank, and be successful. And that's what I believe. And it's the proof is in the pudding. I mean, just look at what we've been doing, and we're going to continue to do that.
Fantastic. Well, Mayor Mike Lombardo, you are welcome on anytime you have an announcement, or if you want to expand on an announcement and an event that you're having, we're here on the Bob Cadaro Show. I am proud of you. I'm proud of what Pittston City's doing and how beautiful it is, and the places that and businesses that are there, the developers that are have set anchor in that city. Thanks, I think, to you. I appreciate you being on with me today.
Well, thank you very much. Be careful opening up that invitation, because you might hear from me weekly then. Because
don't bother me. You could come on weekly. You call my bluff. It's not a bluff. You call.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and I appreciate very much the kind words. And again, you know, I want to say that I appreciate having residents also that have faith in me and this team and what we're doing, because that's the way it gets done. And I look forward to continuing to lead here in the city and do the right thing and do things that we all can be proud of. So thank you.
Amen. Mike Lombardo, mayor of Pittston City, and all the great things happening there. He's right in the middle of it. Thank you again, Mayor.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
And we'll talk to you soon.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.